Hey everybody, it's Eric from the Mature Minded Gamers Group. Today we're bringing you a board game review for Air, Land, and Sea. This game is from Arcane Wonders. It's a two-player game that has an excellent pace and involves a lot of strategy and a little bit of luck. In this game, you start out with three theaters of war. You shuffle these, and the theaters are Air, Land, and Sea, obviously from the name. You shuffle these, and you lay them out in front of both the players. Then you shuffle the first and second player cards, and you pass them out. And this determines the not only player order, but also scoring at the end of the round. And then, so whoever has the first player card will go first, and they start the round out. Each round consists of playing six cards or surrendering, but we'll get into that in a second. So each person gets six battle cards in their hand, and then the fun begins, basically. So the battle cards are color-coded for each of the three theaters. So that means you can play them face up in their assigned theater. You cannot play them in other theaters, but you can decide on your turn to play them upside down, and then all cards can be played in any theater upside down with a default value of two. And the whole goal of this game is to have the most strength in two of the three theaters, or all three if possible, to win the war in that round. And so, and each cards also have different abilities. Some of them have a lightning bolt on them, which means it's an instant ability. Other ones have an ongoing or infinity symbol on them, which means it's a constant ability. And as long as the card is played face up, that ability takes effect. So let's talk about flipping the cards real quick. So some of the effects on the cards would allow you to flip a card over. And this can be very devastating because you could secretly play a card that's just a value two down. And then later on, play a card beside it and then be able to flip that value two card over. And then, oh my gosh, then all of a sudden it's a six value. And you could surprise your opponent because now you're leading in that particular theater and you're going to win the game very soon. So there's a little bit of secret strategy and thought ahead. But also your opponent is allowed to flip your cards too. So it can go back and forth. It makes it for really interesting gameplay. And once you have two people who played the game a couple times, it's a lot of fun. So I played this game mostly with my daughter, Sophia. Sophia, what do you think of Air, Land, and Sea?
I thought it was fun because you could play this multiple times. But the thing that I didn't like about it, that you could only play with two players.
You only play with two players?
I want more people to play.
It would be kind of cool. It would be hard to have the interaction with the cards, though, with more than two. My daughter's 9, by the way, and we've been gaming since, gosh, you were very young, huh? So this is one of your first strategy games. What do you think of how the cards interacted with each other?
It's kind of like war.
You're trying to win each, except there's like three theaters to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I won the first round, and then you won the second round. I surrendered because I knew you were going to beat me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we played some more too, and it was a lot of fun. I really liked it. You can play by rounds, victory points, depending on what player you are, depending on how many cards the player has in their hand. So what happens is if, like the one game that I surrendered to her, I knew after I played three of my six cards that I was going to lose because she just had all the power cards and I couldn't do anything secret or anything good. So I ended up surrendering. And so since I surrendered, instead of losing 6 points for losing that round and playing all the cards out, I had three cards in my hand. And that determines how many points. So she only got 3 points. And it varies depending on the first player or the second player. So it's kind of cool how that works because sometimes you can just tell by the draw on your hand that you're not going to do well. But there is enough cards where there's some that are upside down. You don't know what they are. So your opponent may also have got a kind of a lame hand. So you do have to play out a little bit to kind of see. And there's a little bit of value in kind of holding your power cards back and not playing them early. Because your opponent may think, oh, well, they don't have a very good hand either. We can play this out and I might be able to win. And then all of a sudden you play, you know, your power cards at the end and you sweep and get more points. So there's some strategy there, too, which is really cool. And then you can play to however many victory points you want. I think the default was 12 victory points wins the whole war game. And then you play it in rounds, scoring like that until somebody hits 12. But you obviously can play to 20 or whatever you want. So overall, what did you think of the game, Soph?
I liked it.
It's a lot of fun, huh? At a $15 price point, this game is a steal. It's a great icebreaker or just quick filler game if you're waiting for a larger game for a couple spots to open up. It's perfect for that. I don't think I'd want to play it long term. However, you can finish a whole game in about 20 minutes. So it is just perfect for that. So I highly recommend it. The component quality is great for that price point. I don't think you're going to have any kind of wear and tear issues with the game at all. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out our website, maturemindedgamers.com.